it can get a little bit more fun. As a welcome to the show from ESPN, talking all things Thunder, Mr. Royce Young. Royce, it's Wednesday today. I'm going to try to help you out. It's Wednesday.
I was ready to come in and wish you guys a happy Sunday. I don't even know where I'm at right now. I used to think I was in Toronto all the time, Dusty, so you got no room to talk.
That's right. Well, I'm going to tell you, I don't think the Thunder had any idea where they were last night.
That's true.
Can you just try to explain what was going on in the defensive end last night for the Thunder?
The players explained it by saying it was a lack of effort. And I think that a lot of times in my mind, just going with that is kind of, you know, the low-hanging fruit oversimplification of what really was. Yeah, there was certainly some effort, low-energy type of issues, I'm sure, that plagued them last night. And, you know, when you're getting beat up on rotations and giving up as many points in the paint and dunks as they did, some of it, you know, the Hawks shot the ball really well. They got some good shooters. They have a good system. They've been playing a little bit better. For me, I just think the Thunder just, you know, there's more than just a, oh, you didn't play hard enough type of thing. Maybe it was a lack of focus. Maybe it was disrespecting the team you were playing. I think that sometimes, Dusty, I think that this team, some of the symptoms from last season kind of creep in, where they show up to an arena, expect to roll the ball out and just kind of beat somebody because they feel like they're pretty good. I think sometimes they start feeling themselves a little bit, and they're not good enough to feel themselves. When you make your living on the defensive end, there is no room for complacency ever, especially in the NBA, because it takes so much effort to produce on that end of the floor, and they're just not a good enough team to outscore anybody. So, I mean, look, 142 points to the Hawks is embarrassing, but the most embarrassing thing about it is 45 points in the fourth quarter. That is a humiliation. To give up that many points in a fourth quarter is just that's one of the most humiliating things I've ever seen from a Thunder team.
Are they tuning out Billy Donovan? Because it looked like early in the season that the team was really buying into what I think he wanted them to do, and he seems very frustrated on the bench. I mean, I saw him in the San Antonio game. Just it seems like he's really uncomfortable right now, and I'm sure he can't be happy after last night's game.
I don't think that's fair to say. I don't think that that's the case. I know that sometimes it's easy to, you know, in trying to assign blame or in diagnose the issue, that, you know, a lot of times you look to the coaches or something like that. I don't necessarily think that that would be the issue, because look, they did some of the things that they like to do. I mean, they forced some turnovers. Against the Spurs, they look like a completely renewed team in the second half. I think it's one of those things, Mark, where, you know, the results have not been there, and I think some of the identity that they've played with is they've lapsed in that area. So, you know, we all sit back and try to say, well, what's going on? If you can, you know, if you pump the brakes and you take and you zoom out and you try to look at it again, the results have not been positive. But they lost a very, very close game to the Timberwolves, lost a very, very close game to the Spurs, and then they've had two really bad performances. So, you know, I don't know that it's like panic time or trying to figure out, you know, what's wrong with them necessarily. Teams lose these games, and for whatever reason, they're frustrating and they're annoying. Again, it's what's disconcerting about it is just the manner in which it happened against the Hawks, less so than the result they got.
I'm all for saying that, but this isn't a one game deal. In the NBA, I think it's fair to say that 2 and 3 week trends can become alarming, and to me, this is what's been the 2 and 3 week trend for Oklahoma City.
True, but I mean, at the same time, you can look over the history of any team's 82 game schedule, and they hit these kind of peaks and valleys, and they hit these trends, and it's more about, I think, kind of figuring out a way to sustain yourself to where that, you know, you're trending in the right direction come late March and April. And if your worst point, look, every team is going to have a bad spot in the schedule. It's going to happen to the Warriors. It's going to happen to the Thunder. It's going to happen to the Celtics. Anybody is going to hit those bad spots where they kind of hit a valley. But, you know, like you said, Mark, it's about course correction. You got to figure yourself out. You got to get it fixed and make sure that it doesn't become a, you know, something bigger than a trend, and it becomes kind of a new identity. So, you know, I'm not necessarily worried about it by any means. Now, if it extends out over a month or something, then you start to kind of go, okay, what's going on here? Because the fact of the matter is, you just don't have that much luxury in the Western Conference to lose 4 out of 5 games.
Okay, as far as Nerlens Noel, do we have a timeline on when he might be back? His presence around the rim was missed last night.
Absolutely, Dusty. And, you know, the other aspect about it is, you know, now you've got Jeremy Grant kind of having to play a little bit out of position, going back to playing back at five, which has not worked out all that great. In terms of an update, practice is going to open here in the next 10 or 15 minutes, and Billy Donovan will give us another little update there. But, you know, concussion protocol is a kind of a dicey thing. You never know how long it's going to extend. Most of the time it's a week or a week and a half. So I assume that Noel's probably getting pretty close to being back. I don't know that he'll be back for tomorrow's game against the Lakers, but, you know, I wouldn't expect it to be much longer than another week.
I think they need him. How much longer do you think LeBron's going to be out?
Yeah, the expectation, Mark, is that he was going to play against the Thunder. You know, a lot of people thought that was kind of the day that he would be back. And, you know, Dave McMiniman, my colleague, reported or was told by Rich Paul that LeBron's going to sit out this road trip. And to me, Mark, I think that it's one of those things where the longer LeBron sits out, I think it's kind of revealing that he's 34 years old, and I think he understands as much as anybody, or more than anybody, that there is no room for rushing back in this situation. When you're older, as much of a freak as LeBron is, as much as we all agree that he is not from this planet in terms of his ability to kind of deny father time or any loss in step or anything like that, you can't mess around with this as you start to age, because this is really what sneaks up on players and starts kind of whittling down their careers. It's not necessarily just that, oh, you start getting older, you're not quite as athletic as you were. It's the little injury, and then the little nagging injury becomes a little bigger injury. You know, I often think about Steve Nash and how one small little thing snowballed into another, and he never shook it off, and he ended up having to retire. And so now he was older. He was like 38, 39. But if you start messing around and you take a groin injury and you try to push through it and then it becomes something bigger and you start favoring it, as you get older, you can't shake these things off. And I think LeBron obviously is very cognizant of that.
Does this team know, though, Royce? I'm wondering, just back to kind of the defense. Mm-hmm. Like, it felt like there was a point in time where they knew their calling card. They knew that they were going to win games this year with defense. And it just feels like probably the last 8 to 10 games, that's been lost. I mean, do they recognize, do they know that they're not a very good shooting team, and that the way that this roster is built, it's built on a team that can lock you down and defend? Because it feels like they're trying to go out there and outscore people instead of limit people and shut them down defensively.
I think that's a very valid point, because I think if you look over the last 8 to 10 games, Dusty, they've played better offense. You know, some of the areas have improved. They're shooting free throws better. They've had some games where they've shot the three decently. And I think just if you're kind of want to like dumb it down to like a very specific thing, like Russell Westbrook has shot the ball better, right? He's shooting free throws better. His efficiency is kind of ticking back up. He's starting to shoot a little bit better from the mid range. And I think just specifically him, as him kind of being the example, is that instead of having to say, okay, the shot's not falling, let's really dig in and focus on the defensive end, yeah, I think that sometimes you can kind of relax a little bit and say, you know, this possession's not so important, we'll get it back. And I think Westbrook specifically has taken a dip on the defensive end as his offense has kind of started to rise back up. I think, you know, because it's like, I think almost in some ways it was a twisted good thing for the Thunder that maybe his shot wasn't falling, because Westbrook was like, okay, if my shot's not going to fall, I got to do everything else. I got to really hone in on these other areas, because if I'm hurting my team with my jump shooting, then I got to be better everywhere else. And because of that, with him kind of at the front of it, they really dug in on the defensive end. And so I think in some ways they've kind of lapsed in some of those areas.
You were in Atlanta. They got some guys that they might want to unload at the trade deadline. Kent Bazemore is kind of a shooter. Any shot of making a deal for him?
No. I mean, he makes too much money. He's like an $18 million. I mean, if it was one of those things where, you know, the Hawks bottom out or something and he hits the free agent market, then the Thunder would certainly be interested. But here's the thing, Mark. You know, a guy like Bazemore kind of carries that reputation as like a nice, you know, 3-and-D player. But this is kind of the siren song of not watching a guy play every night. I think Bazemore's shooting like 32% from three this year, you know. So, like, it's not like he would fit right in terms of his percentages with the Thunder. But, you know, we all kind of have a perception because he's had games where he's capable of shooting it. Yeah, I mean, this Thunder team, Mark, they're just not in a position to take on any more money. They're basically tapped out in that regard. So any kind of big money that's going to impact that luxury tax payment, I just don't see it happening.
Golden State reminded everybody last night that when they want to and they flex their muscle, they are still that much better than everybody else. That was a one-sided affair in Denver last night, Royce.
Yeah, and again, not to take it back to the Thunder, Dusty, but they scored 51 in the first quarter. You know, we were all oohing and aahing and like, wow, 51 points. The Hawks scored 45 in the fourth quarter and 45 in the second quarter, by the way. So anyway, but the Warriors, the way that they came out and just kind of emphatically beat down the Nuggets, that's just the power that they have. And when Durant, Curry, and Klay Thompson all shoot the ball well, there's just literally nothing you can do. You just can't beat them. You're just not going to win the game because Curry's going to fill you up from three-point range, so will Klay Thompson. Durant will hit some, but he just scores in all the in-between areas, and it's just ruthless efficiency, and there's just no it is a math problem where they are multiplying and you are adding, and you cannot keep up with that, and they will just beat you down.
I like that. That's good stuff. So on that note, we will finally bid you adieu. We'll talk to you on Friday.
All right, happy
Hopefully
Wednesday.
After a Thunder
Thanks,
winning
Royce.
Streak just started.